So let's just look at what we think about here. And we have to think about this in the heart. We have to get a deep, heartfelt feeling. One, I had former lives. I myself have had previous lives, previous to this one. Two, I've had countless previous lives. Can't, no matter how far back I go in my mental continuum, I can never find a beginning to my lives. I've had more lives than it's possible to count. Actually, we can say infinite. Infinite number. And in each of those lives, I, here says accumulated, but, you know, performed non-virtuous actions. I think we can say, through the course of our previous lives, we have performed an infinite number of non-virtuous actions, and each of those non-virtuous actions has left a seed, we can say, a potentiality for four effects. One of those, the ripening effect, is rebirth in a lower realm. Every single negative action I commit leaves in my mental continuum the potentiality for a lower rebirth. So it seems as if we're carrying from life to life this huge legacy of, we could say, karmic seeds or whatever, but any one of those ripens at the time of death. That's it. That will be my throwing karma. It will throw me into a lower rebirth in the next life, and I have countless of these. So they're not going to just disappear off their own, and even when they ripen, they don't just stop. So Geshe-la says, as a result, I will have to experience the unbearable suffering of lower rebirth for many eons. So do we believe this? This is my question. Genla Kenrabi was so straightforward. Every time he said, I'm not testing you. You don't have to answer me, and you don't have to send me email confessing. You just need to check yourself. Each one of us needs to check. Do I really believe this? Do I really believe that I have within my mental continuum the cause of hundreds of thousands of millions of rebirths in the lower realms? And that any one of those potentialities could activate at any time, in any life. So even thinking that through intellectually is a bit challenging, but can we think that through deep in our heart? Can we, through thinking this, develop a fear, or you might want to say, a dread of what lies ahead? How, without protection, this is what's going to happen. If I have no way to protect myself from falling at the end of this life into a lower rebirth, then this is what's going to happen. So Geshe-la says, since this is unbearable for me, is it unbearable? My gosh, are we just going through the motion, or do we feel deep in our, I can't bear the thought of this. I'm terrified. So again, I think what we find is if we're meditating in our heart, often we're meditating just at the top, not at the very bottom of our heart. Have we got some really deep, heartfelt fear of taking rebirth in the lower realms? This is the first cause of going for refuge. I'll read you a little bit from All Instructions of the Mahamudra. Venerable Geshe-la says, we generate a feeling of strong fear of this. He's talking about samsara in general and rebirth in the lower realms in particular. We generate a feeling of strong fear of this unbearable cycle of rebirth and meditate on this fear again and again, holding it single-pointedly without forgetting it. Generate fear, and then we concentrate on that fear. That's our object of meditation. Through meditating in this way, day and night, we should never forget the fear of taking rebirth in samsara in general and in the lower realms in particular. And Geshe-la says, usually there is no point in developing fear. But the fear explained here opens the door to pure refuge practice, and so is extremely meaningful. It is an indispensable cause of pure practice of refuge. Indispensable. But if we don't have the fear, we don't have any refuge. We just go through the motions. Fear is seeking protection. And then Geshe-la says, up to now, we have not been able to practice going for refuge to the three jewels purely because of the fault of lacking this fear. I'm going to read that again. Up to now, we have not been able to practice going for refuge to the three jewels purely because of the fault of lacking this fear. Okay, so this meditation must start with a sincere contemplation about our real prospects in future lives. And that, you know, Geshe-la is telling the truth. As a result, I will have to experience the unbearable suffering of lower rebirth for many eons. Then, so fear comes, then seeking protection. Who's going to protect? Right now, we have protection from rebirth in the lower realms. But it's just temporary. Sometimes it's easy to think like we are inherently human or something. No, it's not possible for me to be born as a rabbit or a spirit or a worm. Never mind hell being. But we can and we will. So, what will grant us permanent protection? The purpose of the meditation on refuge, Venerable Geshe-la says, is to attain permanent protection from rebirth in the lower realms. This is what we need to focus on now. We have dread, we have fear. So we're reaching out, we want protection, permanent protection. The only thing that can provide us permanent protection, well, we can, get to the end of this life at the moment of death and go, ha, no danger, I'm going to take rebirth in the lower realms. Can we get to that? What's going to get us to that point? How can we get that mind of supreme confidence? Only by going for refuge. There is no other way. There's no other method to accomplish permanent protection from rebirth in the lower realms, other than sincerely seeking refuge in the three jewels. In reality, like the third verse here says, through engaging this practice continuously, I will accomplish the actual refuge in my mind, the realizations of holy Dharma that permanently liberate me from suffering and permanently liberate me, a true cessation. So we have to understand, this is the only protector. We can look high and low throughout this world. We will not find anything other than holy Dharma that will provide us with permanent protection, that will get rid of that fear once and for all and give us supreme confidence that we will not fall into the lower realms. To be able to accomplish this result, we need the blessings of Buddha, we need the help of the Sangha, and then we need to practice Dharma sincerely. In this way, gradually, we build this Dharma jewel within our mind. We build within our mind real protection from the dangers of the lower realm.